What is Transfiguration? Today we bring you part 3 and 4 of the articles regarding Transfiguration. It is a fundamental attitude on the tantric path which helps us to see the miracle of love and the manifestation of the primordial energy which flows through our beloved. Most esoteric traditions talk about a huge power inherent in every human being. This power in Tantra is called the inner woman or Kundalini Shakti, and it is a colossal cosmic power which we will study today. The theme of today's meditation will be the harmonious awakening of Kundalini and its ascension along the spine to Sahasrara. Valentino and Tiger Lily will be here to keep you company. Hello, and welcome to Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I'm your host, Tiger Lily. Transfiguration, the fundamental attitude on the tantric path. Part 3. The essence of the tantric path begins with transfiguration. In other words, you are truly on this path only when your vision on someone else is changed for the better through transfiguration. For instance, if a so-called yogi makes love to a woman, he respects brahmacharya, he transmutes the sexual energy and sublimates it, yet he is not capable of seeing in his lover more than a regular woman, then he does not practice Tantra in the true, real sense of the teachings. The observance of Yama and Niyama, brahmacharya, is kept, but still it is not Tantra. Only when he is capable to see his lover, the woman he makes love to, as the cosmic ocean of primordial energy, and when this is not just his imagination but an experienced reality, when he feels in her all the powers of the universe manifested through the body of a woman, this is the beginning of the tantric path. This does not mean that this is where it ends as well. This beginning has also a sequel, and on the peaks of this tantric system there are very high meditations on the essential aspects of the divine. Consequently, transfiguration is a very important aspect, and its absence leads to a very strange thing which some people may have noticed. Although they go sincerely on the yogic path, although they honestly try to practice Tantra, they have various obstacles that hinder them from reaching the truly divine state they should experience in a short time of practicing it correctly. For instance, they have to deal with stupid, limiting states of possessiveness, and this occurs because they forget the finality of the tantric path, a path that sets them free and does not keep them in chains. Of course, in the context of a relationship, freedom does not equal indifference to the other's actions or feelings, but it means not depending on the other. You can have a very fine and fulfilling relationship to someone. You can offer them all your love and devotion without being in chains, indifferent, or dependent. Paradoxically, as this may sound to some people, this path of freedom has the effect of binding and incarcerating some persons because they are not aware of the fact that their practice is not correct. We can practice transfiguration in a variety of ways. After the general consecration, you need to try and identify yourself with the divine, eternal aspect. In the beginning of this transfiguration, there is a phase called Nyasa, the consecration of the centers of force. The man touches in turn his lover's centers of force with his right index finger, thumb, and middle finger, united together, using a certain ritual formula or even mantra characteristic to each center of force or chakra. For instance, we all know that their elements are charged with subtle elements and energies, and then you may even try and taste some elements as it awakens inside a certain type of energy, a certain type of resonance. However, Regardless of the method, Nyasa implies that the man touches, as described above, the woman's chakras and identifies them with the macrocosmic correspondent centers. Thus, touching, for instance, Anahata chakra and saying the mantra for Anahata chakra, or taking a bite or a zip from an ailment that activates this chakra, like rose petals or using volatile oils, the man thinks intensely, "This is no longer the body of a woman. It is a spark from the cosmic manifestation in this very room. I take part in a cosmic mystery. A part of the eternal feminine force is revealed to me now." His lover should also preserve this state of transfiguration all through lovemaking.
This is Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Valentino. Transfiguration, the fundamental attitude on the tantric path. Part 4. Lack of attention transforms the divine erotic game into a casual one. If the man loses his focus on the state of transfiguration, even for a moment, if he sees a regular woman in front of him, not a spark of the divine light, then lovemaking has turned into a common act and the magic has been lost. This state of transfiguration needs to be permanent, continuous, and then lovemaking is no longer a meeting between two bodies but between two fundamental principles, the masculine and the feminine. This depends on the ritual and the fantasy of the two people involved. Sometimes this tantric technique and pure spontaneity are intermingled, and thus, all you do after this state can only be spiritual, because your individual personalities have disappeared and only the divine has remained. A transfigured woman may preserve this state of grace through an effort of will, but she may also lose it if she does not have the required focus. Consequently, transfiguration is as much a process of transformation as it is preserving that transformation. Through successive transfigurations, we may access all the modus existentia, ways to exist. Thus, transfiguration has a relative tone, not an absolute one. Let's say that a woman reaches the state of incarnate goddess through transfiguration. Thus, although she lives in a physical body, she experiences her deity all the time. Let's say that a woman has a predominant activation of Anahata chakra. She then becomes superior to other women whose regular predominant level is on Svadhisthana chakra, the sexual center. However, remember that Anahata chakra is in itself a universe, so this special woman would become a regular woman when compared to all the other beings in existence with a predominance on Anahata chakra. Thus, she must once again, through a new transfiguration, raise her level of consciousness by activating her Vishuddha chakra. Therefore, one can see the relative character of transfiguration, and the fact that through successive transfigurations, a person may climb from a common level to the ultimate state of freedom. Transfiguration, from a resonance point of view. The universe and the manifested world can be reduced to energy vibrating on certain frequencies. From this point of view, the consciousness of a person, until he or she reaches complete spiritual freedom, is in a state of constraint, of attachment to an inferior way of being. The identification of a certain person with an inferior way of being is actually produced through the phenomenon of resonance with the energy characteristic to that particular type of vibration. From this point of view, the transfiguration implies two different aspects. The negative aspect of transfiguration implies to cut out an inferior resonance, and its positive aspect is to create a new and vastly superior resonance. The experience of a superior state leads to the suppression of an inferior one. A person who transfigures himself or herself from an inferior way of living to the condition of a genius simply shifts through the phenomenon of resonance into the sphere of resonance belonging to geniuses. Although it may appear at first that there is a denial of this assertion, this only means that the inferior resonance has been cut out and the creation of the superior one is about to take place. However, most of the times the order is reversed. First, the creation of the superior resonance is realized, and only then is the old one abandoned. Therefore, you need to realize that by bringing in the good, so to speak, the evil will be kicked out. However, you also need to be aware of the fact that the evil may put up a hell of a fight before it is eliminated. Old habits die hard. You must also know that a common person's mind cannot stand the experience of emptiness that remains after the inferior resonance is cut, unless this place is quickly filled with the positive and superior resonance. This is an important aspect, as many people trying to eliminate the inferior resonance do not seek a superior and better replacement, and thus their consciousness quickly returns to the previous state. Many people say, "I will not open my heart anymore. I do not want to be hurt." They cannot imagine the happiness of a free person. They only seek to eliminate suffering without replacing it with anything. Thus, the mind cannot get around this and ends up calling back the very thing that caused them to suffer, or the very suffering itself. An important tip for transmigrating: do not think about the level you are about to pass from. Think instead about the superior level you are about to see. We need to aspire to this new, transfigured state, and to will ourselves to be attracted to it with all our force, to allow ourselves to be fascinated by it, and to simply enter the new universe opening up before us. Kundalini, the Colossal Cosmic Power. Part 1. The wise yogi will direct his kundalini in order to unite it with its master, who is in the palace of complete freedom, in the pure lotus found at the top of the head. When kundalini rises, all things are absorbed by her. According to Shat Chakra Nirupana. Most esoteric traditions talk about a huge power inherent in every human being. This power is called the inner woman, or Kundalini Shakti, according to Tantra. It is like a dangerous coiled snake situated at the base of the spine. This extraordinary force, latent in every man, can act constructively or destructively. Kundalini might be interpreted both physically and metaphysically. The root word kunda means basin or source. From this point of view, kundalini means a mixture of primordial elements found in the earth. From a worldly or mundane point of view, kundalini appears regularly and produces real disasters once in a while, as earthquakes and eruptions. As far as the individual kundalini is concerned, it is situated in the sexual region and represents a sort of inner, hidden fire with a huge potential. This Kundalini Shakti is, in fact, the sexual force itself that may enslave or free you from the limited human condition. As a latent power necessary for spiritual progress, Kundalini is usually revealed to those who attempt to understand the mysteries of sexuality. Tantra presents different methods of waking up and driving the Kundalini energy upwards. According to the Girandha Samhita, the great goddess Kundalini, who is the primordial energy of the self, itself, is sleeping in the sexual region. It has the shape of a snake coiled 3.5 times. As long as it remains asleep, the individual spirit or jiva will be limited in its actions, and true knowledge will not get to the man. But just like the right key may unlock the proper door, Hatha Yoga can unlock Kundalini's door and let the self-experience, the union with Brahma, reach its final state. The same text explains the way to wake up and control the infinite power of Kundalini by using breath control, focus, and mental repetition of certain sounds or mantras, or by using certain body positions known as asanas. Take a comfortable position and breathe in deeply, visualizing prana, or the energy of life, coming together with apana, or the descending energy. Contract your rectum, exercising the contraction of the anal sphincters, and visualize the vital breath coming into the great central channel, which is a little upwards from the base of the spine. By holding the breath, Kundalini starts to tremble and feel suffocated. Then, wake the Kundalini goddess by repeating mentally the sound seed, hum. Say, soham, I am that, while you imagine that you are overwhelmed by Shakti and in close union with Shiva. Raise the Kundalini energy from the inferior zone and contemplate the union between the pure spirit of Shiva with Shakti, the primordial energy. Yogis spend a lot of time preparing for the awakening of Kundalini. It requires great mental force, a balanced and harmonious body, and full consciousness of the ascendant motion produced by this amazing sexual energy. Because the physical welfare of the body is connected directly to food and mental attitude, these factors would have to be the preparative foundation of Kundalini's awakening. Each stage of preparation is simple enough for anyone who wants to follow it. Once the principles are understood, only desire and action are left. Sexual contact makes it possible to stimulate and wake up Kundalini Shakti. Sometimes the couple experiences this cosmic force spontaneously by naturally converging the vital energies during intercourse. Long-term physical effort, especially during lovemaking, practiced with sexual continence, can be used to awaken Kundalini. Deep breaths, the motion of the genital regions, sighs, and other specific sounds made during intercourse all represent factors that play an important role in stimulating this so-called serpent power. The experience of waking up and raising Kundalini is unmistakable. You can feel it as an inner thrill, as a liquid fire, hot and cold at the same time, almost like electricity, which lights up one's being, setting free and sometimes even stopping the breathing process. Sometimes it can be a frightening experience, but if you have the proper mental attitude, then it will be easy for you to channel this huge energy positively. If Kundalini is awakened and raised through a spontaneous sexual act, filled with frenzy and love, then the couple will have the opportunity to experience things that ordinary human beings can't even imagine. For the couple who follows the tantric path, Kundalini is the cornerstone that can help them reach ecstasy and final spiritual liberation. Its power turns all biological instincts into aspiration in order to obtain transcendence. Visualize Kundalini in yourself as well as in your lover. Drive it carefully and lovingly upwards through your body. Open it up away from the sexual zone to the top of your head and fill your heart with the energy of Shiva and Shakti. Imagine that you are rising up through the air, higher and higher, and freeing yourself from all attachments and duality. When the goddess Kundalini, who is asleep, is awakened because of a spiritual master, all the lotuses and all the attachments are penetrated by an irresistible force. Be wise and gain control over the goddess Kundalini in a firm manner, because she is the one who grants miraculous powers, according to Shiva Samhita.
Hello, and welcome to Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I'm your host, Tiger Lily. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: the harmonious awakening of Kundalini and its ascension along the spine until Sahasrara. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use a musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana or Padmasana. For those of you who are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, neck and head are straight and in a vertical position. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you are eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the harmonious awakening of Kundalini and its ascension along the spine until Sahasrara. Let us begin. Well, thank you for joining us on Tantra FM. Until next time, have a great day.